Hydrostatic shock. Today we are putting the pieces together. Yesterday we had the news. Tomorrow and tomorrow we'll have the ever-crashing waves. But today we learn about calibers and hydrostatic shock. A 40 caliber does what 22s fail to do. Faster and more penetrating, 22s pass through, leaving the enemy alive. A 40 caliber lopes along and flattens a little when meeting something hard, like bone. Dreamed of in 1990 by the highly successful arms developers Smith and Wesson, the 40 caliber travels 1,000 feet or so per second. You can't see that kind of velocity, but you can wonder at how quickly it slows, knowing that shoulder to farther rib, a young man is only a matter of inches. Compared to manlier missiles, the 40 was laughable, dubbed short and wimpy and slow and weak. Yet the 40 caliber gains penetration and gives up only speed. Once it takes its Sunday stroll through soft tissues, pressures develop. They measure these in thousands of atmospheres, which feels about right, and categorize them in threes, like the Big Bang, linear. First, sharp pulses where the surface is struck, then whole regions to the front and sides of the moving missile, and third, low, maybe quieter changes in the cavity behind it. Experts disagree, but this appears plausible. Some shock won't kill, but in liquid-filled tissue, such as lungs and heart, destruction reaches far beyond the path of the rimless straight casing and its 32,000 pounds, give or take, per square inch. One man likes it because penetration crushes more tissue, bone, and hopefully an artery, while this one dispenses with hope. Less energy, more momentum, bigger hole. We find it interesting that 40 caliber paintballs fit any 40 caliber blowgun. Tomorrow we may want to learn more, but today we know enough. How a nanosecond can hold a swirling cosmos of befores and durings and afters, and how the ballistics got one thing right. There is a cavity involved.